44 on your Tuesday morning back here on the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. We are the number one Nielsen-rated talk show in New York City, by a good amount, by the way. Kicking the daylights out of Boomer and Geo and Berman and Weedle and all these other folks. Good luck to them, but we're number one because, well, we're the best. And one of the reasons why we are the best is not only are me and Bernie very entertaining and very smart, but we've got the best guest list anywhere in the country. I really maintain that. And one of the guys that has become a frequent guest on this show, but more importantly, a really, really close friend of me, Danielle, and my family, is a guy you see on Fox News all the time. He's a great doctor here in New York City. And his name is Dr. Mark Siegel, and he's become a Bernie and Sid babe. So here he is, Dr. Mark Siegel.
Well, Sid, I think the reason you have me on and why you're such a great show is, first of all, you start the segment with Warren Zevon, an unbelievable icon.
Nice call.
Of music.
Yes.
And then you allow me to say, starting out, before I get to monkeypox, how ridiculous it is that you can't invoke the name of the great Jackie Robinson without getting attacked as racist. Beyond belief.
Well, it's even worse. Forgetting about invoking the name of Jackie Robinson, that would be one thing, because then now this guy called himself that. I mean, Tim Anderson referred to himself as Jackie Robinson. To me, that was the major crime, not what Josh Donaldson said. All Donaldson did was repeat what Anderson said. So I commend baseball for only giving him a one-game suspension, but I agree with Aaron Boone. Even that was way too much.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I don't know why Aaron Judge was jumping on this. I don't understand it. It's all this PC stuff, right? It's just you have to constantly be PC. But if we're going to be PC, we got to say how great it is to even talk about Jackie Robinson. And by the way, you're absolutely right that the guy does that. Tim Anderson does it to himself, which yep. I think is pie in the sky. He's no Jackie Robinson.
No, right, but he's a great player. The guy led the league in hitting, but he ain't no Jackie Robinson. No, I mean that's.
And you talk about disrespectful. I mean, he didn't go through a fraction of what Jackie Robinson went through. How dare you compare yourself to Jackie Robinson? And as far as Aaron Judge goes, how you explain it? Cowardice. That's how you explain it, in my humble opinion, Dr. Mark Siegel.
I think Bernie's right. Yeah. I think it's a bit cowardice. And I also think, you're not going to like this, Bernie, smart. I mean, the guy leads the majors with 17 home runs. He is desperately seeking a new contract from the Yankees. We all know that. They're about to start big negotiations. He may get paid more than Mike Trout, upwards of $400 million. He knows where the Yankee brass lies. So he can, his best move would have been to say nothing. But he is going to be the highest-paid player in Major League Baseball in about 15 minutes. And believe me, that's on Aaron Judge's mind when he makes a comment like he made yesterday.
Yeah, I believe that. But
smart.
By the way, Sid, you and Bernie don't get paid the big bucks by Cassimatidis by being shy about what you think. So maybe Aaron Judge should learn to take a page out of your playbook.
There you go. How about that, Bernard? Huh? Aaron Judge.
Damn right, Dr. Siegel. Yes. Doctor from downtown.
Now, listen, before we get to the monkeypox stuff, can I ask you about COVID first, Bernie? Just give us the latest on this COVID strain. And as far as we know, it's really not very serious.
Well, no, all of the Omicron strains have been milder than what's come before. They don't get you sick. You get a flu-like illness. Again, if you've had previous COVID or especially Omicron, you got some protection. If you've had the vaccine, you've got some protection. And I've got something in my arsenal now that's finally available. I think the administration tried to keep it under wraps as long as possible, but I can actually get you an antiviral drug right now that works really well. So I think we got everything on board to stop panicking over this thing and live with it. So, of course, they got to look for something else to panic you over, and now they're bringing out something ridiculous like monkeypox.
Monkeypox, Dr. Siegel. Well, let's hit that right now. First of all, I understand that monkeypox has nothing to do with monkeys. In your response, confirm or deny that. But then, if you would, give us a brief tutorial of monkeypox and its relationship to, I guess, smallpox. Please.
Well, monkeypox came out in 1958 from monkeys, but hasn't been associated with that since then. It's a much, much, much milder form of pox than smallpox. The strain that's around now traces back to Africa from 2017-18. I think the reason that it's circulating now to some extent is because of two huge parties in Spain and in Belgium over the last year, bisexual gay parties, and a lot of sexual transmission, and I think that's why it's gotten into the population. But it's something that is easy to control. We have the smallpox vaccine if we need it, which works against it. We have antiviral drugs. you can identify it because you see somebody with these pustules, with the pox, or with an illness, and you can isolate people that have it. It's not spreading. It's not going to be anything like what we saw with COVID. It's going to be easily contained, and of course, that doesn't stop the media from hyping the hell out of it. And I mean, I don't even know how people could. What are they going to do? Hunker down, lock down again? I mean, once again, the rats are going to rule the street. The rats will rule the streets of New York City again. This is not going to be a major thing. It's more of a media hype job, but it's real. It's just real. And here's the thing. If something is real, Bernie said, I think you agree with me, if something is real and you don't hype it, they show you disrespect, right?
Right. Oh, no, absolutely, without a doubt. And Dr. Siegel, I would want to follow up. You mentioned gay or rave party, whatever. And I've only heard you and I think Dr. Marty McCarry refer to this as a, you know, a sort of a gay type of disease, sexually transmitted. I don't hear that on the mainstream media. I don't hear that on the fake news anywhere else. I mean, are they doing us a disservice when they ignore facts like that? Because going back to political correctness, they're trying to be PC by not, you know, wanting to offend anybody.
Well, that's absurd, and that is exactly what they're doing. And by the way, you would have thought they would have learned something from HIV, which the same exact thing happened. They wouldn't even call HIV AIDS a disease at the beginning because it was obviously spread among gay men with gay sex. And by the way, you know, it hasn't been sexually transmitted for the most part before this. So the fact that it's being spread among gay men is really important. It's what we call public health and epidemiology. That's how you trace something. You figure out who's more likely to get it, and you look for it more in that population. And I've been all over this. I was on Tucker Carlson talking about it the other night, and I've talked about it on TV, and I put it in an article in USA Today. I'm not going to stop on this because we have to fight back against this, especially in public health. I mean, I'm no Aaron Judge. Nobody is paying me $400 million. I'm paid two cents to speak the truth.
I know. CNN.
You've got a pair.
Actually said this morning, it's not sexually transmitted, but you do get it if you're in close contact. Well, excuse me, but last I checked, for the most part, sex is close contact. Let's go to the story you and I mean, so ridiculous. Let's go to the story that you and I covered on this show last week. It's not COVID. It's not monkeypox. But it's something that really fascinated me. And you made up a great point, Dr. Mark Siegel, when you brought up the football players for the Giants who were getting cancer. A couple have died, including Doug Kotar, from supposedly the water around Secaucus, New Jersey. Now, Veterans Stadium, Philadelphia, we're getting a lot of cases of former Philadelphia Philly baseball players getting sick and even dying from brain cancer. What is the latest with the Veterans Stadium disease?
Well, you know, I'll tell you what the latest that you haven't heard anywhere yet, Sid, is that I got a letter from somebody who's tragically, his father was an usher at Veterans Stadium and died of a brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
And that was after everyone was saying, well, how come the ushers didn't get it? How come only the pitchers and catchers got it, which made me think of the radar gun and made me think of the home plate, you know, or the pitcher's mound, what did they treat it with? It made me think of the horrible bullpen with the pipes coming out and everything, and it was built on a marshland, which is key. But, you know, it turns out an usher for sure got it, and there must be many, many more. And the person who emailed me said, you know, they've never asked us. Nobody's asked us. They didn't survey this. So if a very famous baseball pitcher like David West or Tug McGraw, who I mean, Tug McGraw was amazing, amazing, and that song his son Tim wrote about him, these are my heroes, but it could just be said that they're not asking the right people, and they haven't really done enough of a deep look into this. And, of course, Veterans Stadium is gone now, so it's hard to figure this out. But I think the marshland might be it. I don't think it's the AstroTurf. I think it may be something about the horrific conditions around the stadium and it built on a cesspool, essentially. And I think that's what it is. Could be the radar gun, though. That, the issue of microwaves and the radar gun has never been tested either. But the military has looked at the impact on microwaves, and it can definitely affect your brain.
You know, Dr. Mark Siegel on the Bernie and Sid Show, I live on Long Island. And for years and years, I drank the tap water here out on Long Island. My family were ardent Poland Spring water drinkers. I'm like, You're a bunch of she, you know, trendy, whatever, wasting money. Just drink the tap water. It turns out the tap water here is indeed poison because of the defense contractors allowing their waste and their poison to seep into the aquifers. And I drank it for years. I've only became a convert to Poland Spring in the last couple of years. Do you think perhaps I'm looking at maybe a little trouble in the future for me?
I hope not. I hope not. But I don't think that the amount you're seeing in the tap water is probably enough. But I think you're right to point it out, Bernie. I also think that this is going to shock you, that the number one environmental cause of lung cancer may be radon, with cigarette smoking being number one, of course. Number two, radon. I mean, I think that we haven't looked carefully enough at environmental factors. You know, when the people at Colonia High School in Jersey started getting brain cancer, and they did in a cluster, it turned out that the Manhattan Project had a uranium plant miles away that wasn't gotten rid of till the late 1990s. I mean, or late 80s/to the 1990s. That's the problem. We don't look enough at this. But the amount in tap water that you saw, Bertie, is a small amount. But you know, so I'm not saying this is an advertisement to Poland Springs either, by the way. You never know what they're putting in there. You never know what they're putting in there. But the amount in the tap water is small.
You know, you're a doctor, and I noticed that Tiger Woods had a really good day at the PGA on Friday. He had a noticeable limp, but it wasn't all that bad, and he shot well. After he shot a 79 on Saturday and literally quit the tournament, all of a sudden the limp got worse. I didn't find it to be a real medical issue. What about you, Dr. Marks?
Let me start with somewhere where you're not going to believe this, Sid. I actually am amazed that somebody that had his back surgery was able to come back because of the amount of torsion you got to put into it. The swing is right out of his back. So I think he needs a hats off for making the recovery he did to the level.
So wait, he almost lost a leg. They seriously considered amputating a leg, and you're more impressed that he was able to do this with all of his back ailments.
Very, very, very impressed. But then, you know, when the rest of this stuff happens, you know, he has a long history of alcohol, drug abuse, and a lot of other issues that can surface. I don't know what's going on with the 79. But I'm still amazed that he, and even at his age, I mean, he's no Tom Brady, but it's really amazing that he made the recovery he did. It really was unexpected, given the injury to the leg and the back. Absolutely.
Dr. Mark Siegel, briefly, I guess, I just want to ask how your 97-year-old dad is doing. He recovered from COVID, and you've got some great genes there, Doc. You're going to live forever.
Speaking of tough as nails, my 98-year-old father, great you ask him, he's coming back from Florida this week, where they have no medical care whatsoever, but he managed to survive thanks to a tremendous surgeon at Cleveland Clinic down there, Steve Wexner, and he's coming back to New York. The man's tough as nails. After surgery, I'm scanning the pages, Bernie, looking to see if I can find any morphine that he might have taken. Nothing. He's asking for it. And asking for a Tylenol, the greatest generation.
Wow, that is a great generation. Uh-huh. Hey, you're terrific, Mark. We love every time you come on. Just so informational, so funny, great conversation. Thank you for doing your best work.
Just likable.
Yes.
Very likable.
Yes.
And Bernie, thank you. I'm so glad you're sounding so great and so strong, Bernie. You're great on your recovery. All tremendous. You're inspirational.
Thanks so much, Doc. I appreciate it. Thank you, Doc.
Agree. Dr. Mark
on the
Siegel.
Bernie and Sid Show.
Yep.
There you go, Sidney. There he is. He is terrific. A great find by you, Sid Rosenberg, on the Bernie and Sid Show. We're coming right back, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it where it is.